Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, let me start with something that I didn't get to yesterday. I don't think we got to this one yesterday. Even if we did, what the heck? Big enough story, great enough insight from Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett that we can get to it again. So you guys probably heard the news that former National Security Advisor John Bolton had his house raided by the FBI last week. Now, all the people who cheered on or refused to criticize the what I refer to as the great panty raid of Mar-a-Lago when Biden unleashed his operatives in against his presidential campaign opponent and basically raided the home of President Donald J. Trump. The people who cheered that on, the people who refused to criticize it, all of a sudden they were clutching their pearls over the fact that John Bolton had his house raided by the FBI. Now, the news reports were basically that the reason that he had his house raided is because apparently federal officials believed that he was holding on to classified documents. Now, at first glance of that story, I'll bet even some of you, many of us, were thinking, hey, why is this happening? Of course, John Bolton, after President Trump did not take his advice, some might call it bad advice, after President Trump did not want to take the advice of John Bolton, then John Bolton went rogue and decided to start becoming one of these never Trumpers and attacking Donald J. Trump. You'll see this oftentimes with key staffers, people. What was it? Was it Denny Rehberg? Maybe Denny's listening right now. Was it Denny Rehberg or was it former Congressman Ron Marlinay? Greg Franks could fill us in as well. I think he remembers who used this line. But they would always say that, remember, the staffer is not the congressman. Now, staffers do great work. They're there to serve the people of Montana. If you work for a member of Congress or a senator from Montana, right, you do important work. But remember, you are not the person who was elected by the people. You are not the well, you should still be accountable to the people, but it's a different deal. That person who was in that office had to crisscross the state of Montana and make their case to the people of Montana. The people of Montana chose them to be in that position. So don't act like you're the one who should have the power. And don't throw a temper tantrum because the person that got elected by the people made a different decision than what you would have made. Anyway, you see this oftentimes with these staffers, these prominent staffers and things like that. But anyway, you might look at this Bolton raid and say, oh, well, wait a minute. I don't know. You know, hey, I didn't like it when, you know, Biden unleashed the FBI on his political opponents, and I don't want to see that happen now. You got to hear what Greg Jarrett had to say. Greg Jarrett is Fox News legal analyst, and he weighed in with some very pertinent, relevant information that, of course, you're not hearing in a lot of the press out there. Certainly, you're not getting from ABC News. ABC News had some fake news report where they were trying to make it sound like Bolton was the victim of political targeting and weaponization of the FBI. Anyway, we'll get to Greg Jarrett here right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine developing today, a late day shower, thunder showers possible towards Bozeman. High temperatures will otherwise stay from the lower to middle 80s. For tonight, chance for a few showers or thunder showers, mainly towards the Bozeman area. Otherwise, overnight lows stay from around 55 in Bozeman to around 60 in Billings. A few showers or thunder showers possible Wednesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
In D.C. Monday, President Donald Trump signing an executive order instructing police to charge suspects with federal crimes and to hold them in federal custody, and another EO that ends cashless bail by threatening to revoke federal funding from jurisdictions that use it. President Trump also says the military is ready to go anywhere as he eyes a nationwide expansion of the administration's crackdown on crime that's led to plummeting crime numbers in D.C.
In the last 11 days, we've had no murders, and that's the first time that's taken place in years. actually is.
Here in Chicago, a city the president has said is next on his list, where there's been multiple murders in that same time span. Democrats, Mayor Brandon Johnson and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker criticizing the efforts, saying there's no emergency and that the president is attempting to manufacture a crisis. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, maybe before I play the Greg Jarrett soundbite, let me see, what did Clay Travis have to say? Of course, after we wrap up Montana Talks, I think several of these stations, actually I think all of the radio stations right now are carrying the Clay and Buck show with Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. But Clay Travis was on Fox News with Howie Kurtz on Sunday morning talking about this FBI raid on former National Security Advisor John Bolton's home. Let's see. Let me roll that one for you. Here we go.
If the Trump haters out there believe it was legitimate for the FBI to raid Mar-a-Lago, then you have to be consistent and say that this raid on Bolton's house in Bethesda, Maryland is fair game. You're laughing.
Yes. If no one is above the law, then no one is above the law. And by the way, as you mentioned, Howie, a judge had to sign off on this. And I would just point out, I'm reading right now, the Obama administration prosecuted more people for leaking classified information than all other presidential administrations prior to him. So this is actually a very commonplace investigation. Did John Bolton leak classified information? This investigation was tabled by the Biden administration. One might think, if you want to get into analyzing this, that maybe they did that because John Bolton had been highly critical of President Trump. It seems that all we're seeing is the FBI and other investigatory bodies inside the Department of Justice are picking this back up. But if you didn't criticize Mar-a-Lago, the raid of President Trump, then I don't want to hear you say a word about classified investigations going on right now of John Bolton.
Yeah, great point there by Clay Travis. But the question that he brought up there was, okay, did John Bolton hold on to or even share classified information in an unclassified platform or a setting there? Now listen to what Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett had to say. I think this was maybe on Sunday, Fox News Sunday or something like that, because I had this soundbite ready to roll for you on Monday, but we didn't get to the story yesterday.
Yeah, obviously the irony should be lost on nobody. You know, these are potentially serious charges if they are as described. I mean, given that Bolton was National Security Advisor and privy to a stream of classified material on a daily basis, seems to me there are three legal possibilities. He might have illegally removed and stored national defense documents or classified intel in an unsecured place. Gee, like a home or office. Number two, he may have leaked to someone classified information, or his controversial book back in 2020 may have contained classified material, even though he said it did not. So, you know, the FBI was searching for incriminating or corroborating documents such as, you know, hard copies, notes, communications, electronic records. But look, you know, it was always foolhardy for Bolton to write this tell-all book. And when the government tried to stop them, federal judge admonished Bolton to his face, saying, you are gambling with national security, you're causing potential irreparable harm, and sternly warned him, you could be criminally prosecuted. Well, Bolton didn't care. He went ahead with a book, which seems to me, as a lawyer, a reckless risk.
Now, that last part, that was the most interesting part right there. A federal judge had already warned John Bolton, apparently. The federal judge had said, you are putting national security at risk. For those of you who aren't familiar with the book writing process for people who've served in, you know, security clearance related positions, I haven't written a book. I haven't even started writing a book or anything like that. And I've held a security clearance. But I've got friends that have. A really good friend who wrote a whole book on Iran. He wrote a book about Panama. He's got another book right now. Guy served with the guy in Afghanistan. Really smart guy. But he was telling me, yeah, how, you know, you have to go through this formal process to make sure that you're not sharing, you know, classified information. And you have to get the book reviewed, and you have to get key provisions reviewed. That's a part of the process if you've had a security clearance, right? With great power comes great responsibility. And so he was wanting to write this book. They were telling him, hey, wait a minute, buddy. And apparently he pressed forward anyway. So that's a little bit more of the backstory here that we got. Anyway, Bolton bites back. That's the headline from Fox News Radio. After his home was raided by the FBI last week, Bolton unleashed a blistering critique of President Trump's Ukraine policy, claiming it is marked by confusion, haste, and disarray. Trump's negotiations may be in their last throes, along with his Nobel Peace Prize campaign. Fox News Radio writes here. But Bolton is basically attacking President Trump's Ukraine strategy because, of course, President Trump is trying to bring the war to an end. President Trump is trying to negotiate a peace deal here. And so there are some more hawkish elements, or, you know, if you want to be more critical, the forever war-ish elements that are out there that want to see the war continuing, that want to see war, period, continuing. Speaking of wars, this was incredible. Did you guys see this yesterday? President Trump hosting several of the Gold Star families from the Abbey Gate suicide attack, the victims of the Abbey Gate suicide bombing during that disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. It was incredible to see. He had every single, all the family members who could make it. He had all these Gold Star family members standing behind him in the Oval Office of the White House. The Vice President was there. The Secretary of Defense was there. And, of course, President Trump. And, hey, since I mentioned that story, let's start there right after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Congressional Republicans have long wanted to yank home rule away from the District of Columbia. GOP Utah Senator Mike Lee and Republican Tennessee Representative Andy Ogles introduced bicameral legislation to repeal the law, which grants D.C. limited powers to self-govern. President Trump declared a public safety emergency earlier this month. He invoked a section of the 1973 Home Rule Act. It allows the federal government to take the reins of the local police department for up to 30 days. Democrats are now wrestling with how to combat the president's move, and that includes ginning up the idea to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state. D.C.'s non-voting delegate to Congress, Eleanor Holmes Norton, and Democratic Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen plan to reintroduce legislation when Congress returns in September to give local authorities full control over the D.C. National Guard and Metropolitan Police Department. In 2023, some Democrats joined Republicans to pass a disapproval resolution blocking a controversial revamping of the D.C. criminal code, which then-President Biden signed. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Is a Montana rancher being debanked, being politically targeted because of his outspoken support for the MAHA agenda, the Make America Healthy Again agenda, along with RFK Jr.? Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We talked about that on Monday's show. May have an update for you Tuesday. Plus, we'll be taking your phone calls if you got something you want to talk about. Tuesday's Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. We take you statewide right here, 9 to 10 a.m.
Bullet Points.
I'm Evan Brown. AR-style rifles and magazines holding more than 10 rounds remain banned in Connecticut. Laws were passed in Connecticut following the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary, intended to criminalize buying or possessing semi-automatic rifles and so-called large-capacity magazines. And there are legal challenges now to this based on the U.S. Supreme Court's new standard as set by the Bruin decision, which tests gun laws against the country's historic traditions. But the challengers have yet again been denied an injunction. Both the U.S. District Court in Connecticut and now a three-judge panel of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals claims the ban, as per the law, is consistent with historic tradition, something other courts have not concluded. The law stays in effect for now. The challenge in Connecticut continues. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, as we begin to wind the month of August down, for many farmers across our region, harvest is still underway. And each year brings a new set of challenges, including wildfire. This morning, Montana DNRC Community Preparedness and Fire Prevention Specialist Catherine Sears reminds farmers and even custom harvest crews about wildfire prevention.
Human caused, especially equipment fires, are one of our biggest causes of wildfires in Montana. And anything we can do to prepare for and prevent that is great, because we already have so many, especially this year, we have so many lightning caused fires already, that if we can prevent them on the farm and ranch, that's just one less thing we have to worry about on the wildfire side of things.
And she says that there are three easy steps to remember when it comes to preventing wildfires.
I like to say plan, prepare, prevent, and that goes in the case of anything related to wildfire, but especially out when you're harvesting or out in the combine.
And of course, keeping that equipment clean and well-maintained is also very important. She also reminds folks to call 911 first to get help on the way before tackling any fire itself. No doubt, some good advice this harvest season. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson, Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We're coming up on the final video sale of the season. It's our September 15th fall premiere sale. That consignment deadline is right here at the end of the month. If you want to be part of that good sale, be sure and get a hold of us. We've got record-breaking prices with tremendous demand. That sale's September 15th, the fall premiere sale. Consignment deadline, August 31st. Go to northernlivestockvideo.com or give us a call anytime at 866-616-5035.
At AgWest, we know ag financing like you know office hours are all the hours. For over a century, we've supported the people who are the heart of ag and believe you deserve a financial partner who works as hard as you do. You can find us anytime, day or night, at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer. Equal housing lender.
Well, according to this week's Crop Progress Report, the winter wheat harvest has reached 98% complete nationwide as of this past Sunday. Meanwhile, spring wheat harvest picked up speed last week as well, jumping ahead 17 percentage points to reach 53% complete. As for crop condition, well, 49% of this year's spring wheat is still in good to excellent condition, down a percentage point from last week, but 20 points below last year's 69% good to excellent condition. The condition of the U.S. corn crop remained unchanged and sits at 71% good to excellent condition. And finally this morning, according to the Western Livestock Journal, the fate of an antitrust lawsuit filed by two South Dakota ranchers against major meat packers alleging they're labeling beef products as products of the USA when most of the meat is not produced in the U.S. will be decided by a federal appeals court. Recently, attorney generals in South Dakota, Nebraska, Idaho, North Dakota, Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, Montana, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Wyoming even filed an amicus brief in support of these South Dakota ranchers. That's a look at your Daybreak Ag Report. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Maybe we'll start with the Vice President J.D. Vance audio that we've got here. Yeah, you never know what we're going to talk about here on Montana Talks. You talk about one topic, that ends up leading to another. Plus, we take your phone calls, so that can change the whole direction for the entire program. Of course, we got the phone lines open for you right now, 406-294-0970. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app as well. If you just want to shoot us a quick message, let's see here. President Donald J. Trump meeting with the Abbeygate families and signs a proclamation to commemorate the sacrifice of the 13 brave souls. How many of you remember where you were when that disastrous withdrawal in Afghanistan was going down? I remember exactly where I was at. We did a live radio show. We did this show from Lewistown. Parked my camper, had one of the kids with me, had one of my sons with me. We parked the camper at the fairgrounds in Lewistown. We did the radio show live from the high school, Fergus County High School, and the Montana Cowboy Poetry Gathering was going on. And the other reason why we had the camper with us is because we actually secured a campsite in Yellowstone that year, that summer. And so, of course, then I push south, head down south through Harlow, headed towards Paradise Valley, headed towards our campsite up there, just inside the park outside of Gardner Mammoth. That's the word I was thinking of there for a second. And, of course, listening to the radio, listening to 970 KBUL as I pushed south of Harlow and was just listening to Dan Bongino breakdown in real time, the breakdown that was happening and the Taliban's march to Kabul. And then, of course, we heard the news about the suicide attack at the Abbeygate. And remember, since then, what have we heard? We've heard that a U.S. sniper had the suicide bomber in his sights. He wanted to take the shot. They wouldn't let him take the shot. And here we go. But, President Trump, on the anniversary of that attack, hosting several of the Gold Star family members, all packed into the Oval Office. Let's see, President Trump. Let me see here. Should we start with? Yeah, here you go. This is Vice President J.D. Vance, what he had to say to those Gold Star family members.
Sir, I just echo what you said. We're so honored to have all of you here. I know that days like today can't make the hurt go away, but hopefully 4 years on, we can start to remember with fondness and with a little bit of joy the people that were taken from us. We're so proud of you. We're so proud of your loved ones for giving their life for our country. And I think importantly today, this is a rectification of a wrong. The fact that the President of the United States lost your loved ones through incompetence, but never acknowledged it, and your government never actually put pen to paper to say we're grateful for your sacrifice. We correct that wrong today, and we're going to keep on fighting to understand, as Pete said, what happened so it never happens to another family again. But God love you all. God bless you. We're so thrilled to have you here in the People's Oval Office.
Yeah, that was Vice President J.D. Vance. He referenced Pete, SecDef Pete Hegseth, talked about making sure that there's accountability within the military. Back to this story about the Gold Star family members from the Abbeygate bombing attack, several of them at the White House inside the Oval Office with President Donald J. Trump. The other thing you remember about that disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan and the Abbeygate suicide bombing attack was when those American patriots made it home to the United States of America, when they landed in Dover. And you remember, the president of the United States then was Joe Biden, the man responsible for this disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, one of the men responsible for this disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. And you remember, there he is during the dignified transfer of remains at Dover. And what does Joe Biden do? He checks his watch. He looks down at his watch. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have somewhere else you need to be? Do you not have time for these American heroes who gave their lives for this country? You guys remember that? I think I remember Stephen Ballantyne calling in maybe that next day on the show, talking about how disgraceful that was. Anyway, here is President Trump, what he had to say to these Gold Star family members in the Oval Office.
There are some great souls that are looking down on you right now. and they're very proud of their parents and brothers and sisters and but moms and dads, especially, that's what I seem to have dealt with mostly. It's a tough, there's nothing tougher. So thank you very much. And the media, I want to thank you because you've been very respectful of this group of people. And they deserve it. They went through hell for no reason. It should have never happened. And I'm going to sign the proclamation now, and we will have a very special proclamation done and completed. Okay?
All right, there you go. President Trump at the Oval Office yesterday. That audio coming from the Trump War Room on X. Lots to talk about this morning here on the show. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Hey, I know there's so much great support out there for our veterans, for our first responders. And I know many of you, you want to support veteran-owned businesses here in Montana, family-owned businesses here in Montana. Let me tell you about one, a veteran-owned, family-owned business. Ron Gunn is the owner. He's a veteran. He's the owner of High Caliber Plumbing. He's got his two sons working for the company as plumbers as well. How cool is that? They've been serving the Billings, Bridger, Red Lodge, Columbus, and surrounding Montana areas since 2005. Get a hold of High Caliber Plumbing, though. They can help reduce your energy costs by up to 34%. Plus, hey, check into these tankless water heaters where you never want to run out of hot water. I know, that's a crazy thing, especially if you got a lot of kids, especially if you have company over, never running out of hot water. Plus, they can do the radiant heating system installation if you want. Heated bathroom floors or other floors, for example. HighCaliberPlumbing.com, veteran-owned business. HighCaliberPlumbing.com.
We handed you a few hours. Would you?
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's start getting to some callers here. Yeah, I got a couple callers on the phone lines right now. 406-294-0970, the number for you. Tim in Billings, first to call in this morning. Tim, what's going on? Thanks for the call.
Good morning, Aaron. Two things. I'm not sure that President Trump can fire that gal at the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve is not a federal agency. The Federal Reserve is a private company, and it's about as Federal Express is. So I don't know that he can necessarily fire her. Hopefully they do the right thing and they just, I know she's not going to resign, but hopefully Jerome Powell and the rest of the people at the Federal Reserve will encourage her to do the right thing and step down. But I doubt that's going to happen either, because he hasn't done the right thing for a long time. But, and the other thing that I was, you know, thinking about was President Trump's executive order on burning the flag. I don't necessarily agree with him on that. I think burning the flag is disgusting, but I think it is free speech, and I think that goes right along with hate speech. I don't think there's such a thing as hate speech. I think that there's speech that some people hate, but it's not illegal, and it's not something that can be prosecuted. And I don't think that it's the old saying, I may not agree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. And that goes along with burning the flag. I think it's disgusting. I think it's not a moral thing to do, and I think it's complete hypocrisy for anybody in the United States to be doing it. But I don't think they should go to prison for it. You know, just my point of view.
Let me go to this Federal Reserve story first. Yeah, well, first off, I think we all agree we need a lot of new leadership on the Federal Reserve, starting with too late Jerome Powell, who is they are just bitterly holding up interest rates to harm America, to harm Trump. That's the only reason they're doing this right now, is just to hold back the economy under Trump. This is interesting, though. Fox News Radio, or the Fox Business Network, is quoting a Truth Social post from President Trump where he says the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 allows him to remove Cook for cause. And so President Trump is saying that she may have made false statements on one or more mortgage agreements where she signed documents allegedly claiming that she designated more than one home as her primary residence. So he's saying that is the for cause, and he has the ability to remove her. But it sounds like this could go all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right. And the Federal Reserve, like I said, it's not a federal agency. I don't know. It's the biggest scam perpetrated on the United States. It's the central bank that is more dangerous than any standing army, if you were to ask Thomas Jefferson. Central banks are the worst thing that can happen to a country, and yet we fell for it in the dark of night on Christmas Eve when there was barely a quorum in Washington, D.C., and I believe it was Woodrow Wilson was the president, and he regretted that to the day he died, that he allowed that bill to be passed, and then he signed it, you know. So that's probably the worst piece of legislation to ever hit the United States, you know, books.
On the flag burning story here, yeah, President Trump basically moving to make it criminally hold people accountable for burning the U.S. flag. I saw somebody was already arrested in Washington, D.C. for doing so shortly after that move was made. No surprise that our nation's capital would have a flag burning in it with the leftists that have taken over that city. But, Tim, what's your thoughts on the flip side of that argument where, okay, look, by burning the American flag, that is basically an act of aggression against the United States of America, calling for the overthrow of the government here in the United States of America. I think you can make that argument that is more than just free speech. That is where you are calling for and basically, making a specific move against the United States of America. Your thoughts?
I think that's kind of a stretch, but, you know, voting for the party that's in power, does that then become an act of aggression against the standing, you know, regime that's in power?
You can kind of argue with the way the Democrats have become, right?
Right, and it's, you know, Thomas Jefferson said that when tyranny becomes law, then rebellion becomes duty, and, you know, Sometimes you have to poke the government in the eye to remind them that they work for us. And like I said, I think this is along the lines of hate speech. I don't believe there's such a thing as hate speech. I may hate what you say. I may disagree with it wholeheartedly, but say it if you want. And I'm not. It's not the same as action. And if you want to burn an inanimate object that symbolically represents, you know, the greatest country on the history of the planet, then go ahead and show your stupidity and your ignorance.
Well, and that's fundamentally what's going on here, is President Trump is exposing their stupidity and their ignorance and their hatred for America. Tim, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Caden, you can go ahead and send us the next caller there as well. Yeah, you know, Tim exposes that, look, there's a debate. Our side can have a debate about this topic, right? We, you know, reasonable people can disagree on that topic. But what this is exposing is how, look, the Democrats have a huge part of their base that are the flag burners. And the Democrats desperately want to protect their flag burners more so than they want to protect the freedom of speech, much less the flag of the United States of America. Tim, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Let's go next to Nancy in Roundup. Nancy, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Montana Talks family. I want to share a conversation I had yesterday with our Attorney General, Austin Knutson, and this concerns the illegal aliens driving in the state of Montana. And, of course, you know, Bozeman, Montana is just a disaster. There's accident after accident that these illegals are causing there. And he told me, I said, what can we do about it? Do you have any powers to put these people away? And also the NGOs, that was the major part of our conversation, are these NGOs, the Lutheran and the Catholics, that brought these people in our state against our will. And, Nancy Van Maren right there in Billings, with the Lutheran Church, she brought in over 100 families. But anyway, he said that he could go after the NGOs, and I urged him to do so. And I'm going to ask everyone listening now, if you see or if you have had any accidents that has to do with an illegal alien driving in our state, take it to the Attorney General, or even call him beforehand. Let him know that you support this idea, that you want him to do all he can to get these people off our highways. And Aaron, I'm very worried because our children are going back to school now. Just think if an illegal alien... like the character down there in Florida, if they would hit a school bus filled with our kids, I hesitate to even think how horrible that would be. So we have to do this. Get involved. That's all I can tell you. Please, please get involved and call your attorney general.
Look at what just happened, Nancy, in Billings over the weekend. You had a Honduran man apparently drinking slam into a Billings police patrol car. And by the way, I did confirm yesterday. I think I shared it before we wrapped up the show. I got the confirmation back. They've now confirmed that he is on a federal immigration detainer. So go ahead and put 2 + 2 together on that one. That, yeah, you mentioned Gallatin County having a whole bunch of problems with illegal aliens and traffic accidents, et cetera. And then, yeah, look at what just happened. Thankfully, the Billings police officer is okay and is back on duty. But that was a nasty car wreck. It could have been a lot worse.
Yes, we discussed that also. He's very well aware of that. I mean, our attorney general is on top of everything. Take my word for it. I mean, we have such a fantastic attorney general. So please support him. Talk to him. He's willing to talk with you on any subject. We have to do this. I mean, like I said, our kids are back in school. You know, here in Roundup, I got buses behind the house going back and forth, and we have groups of kids walking. You know, if just like I said, if an illegal alien, drunk or not, slams into a group of our kids, that's it.
Well, and you're right about Attorney General Austin Knutson. He's also a former Speaker of the House here in Montana. That's why a lot of people want to see him run for governor in 2028, best AG in the country. Let's see, there was something else you said, Nancy, that I wanted to mention. We've got, this is going to be really interesting conversation. I think, when is this? I think this is tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. We're actually going to have the division administrator for motor carrier services here in Montana join us on the show on Wednesday. And so one of the things we're going to be talking about with him is what can MCS do? What is MCS already doing to crack down on these illegal aliens on our interstates or foreign truck drivers that can't speak the language, et cetera. So that's going to be a must-hear conversation, I believe, coming up on Wednesday in our statewide 9 o'clock hour of the show. Nancy, great to hear from you. Thanks for thinking of those school kids out there. Yeah, folks, as kids go back to school, just keep an extra eye out there on the road. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast in these types of circumstances. Tim and Savage next up right after this.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now if you look at Zoran Mamdani, who's running for mayor of New York, Mark says Mamdani and his comrades, the Democratic Socialists of America, they want to wipe out the enforcement of all misdemeanor offenses in New York City. And what does he consider non-serious crimes? Third degree assault? I mean, assault is assault. It means an innocent person is being attacked by somebody, and they want to end all misdemeanor charges. Now he wants it that they don't even charge these people for petty larceny or menacing and threatening, forcible touching, sexual misconduct, second degree sexual misconduct, second degree sexual abuse, third degree identity theft. Why would you fight for the rights of those people?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, if you're with Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, you are overpaying for wireless, period, end of sentence. You're paying for thousands of retail stores that you're never going to go to. You're paying for unnecessary perks that you'll never use. But guess what? My cell phone provider, Pure Talk, they use the same 5G network, the same cell towers. The only difference? They don't charge you for any of the garbage. Instead, Pure Talk will give you unlimited talk, unlimited text, plenty of data, $25 a month. That's real money in your pocket for the exact same service. And guess what? You can keep your phone and your phone number. The switch is simple, fast, easy. Dial #250, say the keyword save now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. And you can be switched over in mere minutes. #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine developing today, a late day shower, a thunder shower is possible towards Bozeman. High temperatures will otherwise stay from the lower to middle 80s. For tonight, chance for a few showers or thunder showers, mainly towards the Bozeman area. Otherwise, overnight lows stay from around 55 in Bozeman to around 60 in Billings. A few showers or thunder showers possible Wednesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Talk to truckers here in Montana, and they will tell you Montana is crawling with foreign truck drivers and truck drivers that don't speak English. We've got that story at MontanaTalks.com, but apparently it's not just the truck drivers. Did you hear about this crazy story or see the crazy photo at MontanaTalks.com? A Billings Police Department patrol car slammed into by a man from Honduras who's now been arrested. That story, MontanaTalks.com.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, this is great. Several great callers calling in here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. We'll have phone lines open in the 7 o'clock hour of the program as well. I think we got one guest there. Actually, we got a couple of very interesting guests joining us in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. Then John Jackson in later on this morning. Let's get to another great caller on the phone lines. Tim in Savage wanting to jump in on the flag-burning debate. Tim, thanks for the call.
Hey, good morning. Listen to Tim from Billings. I love his quotes from past American presidents and leaders. They add a lot to the conversation. But I was I was listening to Levin last night, and of course he was defending Trump's executive order on flag burning, and really reading it in detail. And of course Levin's an attorney, and he's splitting all the hairs on. So it'd be interesting to hear what David has to say about it. But he said, well, there's no new banning in it. He just says that the executive order emphasizes using existing law and incite to violence and incite to riot and using all that, and doesn't actually make the flag burning. I don't know. It's a lot of splitting hairs, but it's kind of like what you said regarding the Federal Reserve Board member as well, is that, you know, Trump doesn't just come up with this stuff off the cuff. He's got the documentation. He's got the backing and all of the research behind it. And his lawyers are pretty sharp. So I'm wondering how much of this is something, he's throwing a bomb in the room just to see how people are going to react. But in reality, once you dig down and tear it apart and look at all the details, he might be exactly right with what it says. He's not introducing anything new. He's just saying, hey, let's enforce current law.
Yeah, when you talk about incitement, I mean, I don't know if you heard our conversations. Was it last week? I had both the D.C. Police Union chairman on the show. I had the former chief of the Capitol Police join us on the show. And, you know, we were talking about January 6th. And wasn't it interesting how the former chief of the Capitol Police even raised questions about Ray Epps and some of these deep state operatives that were inciting people to riot on January 6th. Wasn't that interesting?
Oh, I love that interview, and I think I sent you a text. I said, man, I think it was in the morning, and I said, yeah, I mean, you got to replay that whole thing during the statewide, and I would love to hear him speak in person. That That guy is sharp, and he knows his stuff, and he's got the goods on everything that happened that day. I mean, he was there, boots on the ground. So, yeah, that was an excellent interview, and he sure had a lot of great information that all of a sudden is coming out, but the mainstream media ignored for all of this time.
That's right. We did that. That was a 6 o'clock in the morning interview. I think we did it like 6:20, 6:40. He stuck around with us, and then, man, I got all fired up. I got all wound up closing up the 6 o'clock hour. I remember getting a nice message from you because, you know, we were talking about how we reported everything in real time, the truth, on this show, and we had callers reporting the truth in real time about January 6th, and you saw the liberal mob on the Montana Politics hashtag bashing this show, trying to get the show canceled for being truth tellers about that and about COVID-19. And so, yeah, well, we'll see. Maybe Caden's putting together our Labor Day holiday program. So maybe that one with the chief of the Capitol Police will make the 9 o'clock hour. Because, yeah, I was like, holy cow, that was some of our best content. And here it is in the 6 o'clock hour. But that happens a lot of times, doesn't it, Tim?
Well, it pays to get up early. There's no sense in waiting around till 9 o'clock to get stuff going on. You know, get up. The sun is up. The sun is already up pretty high here in Mondakistan, and may still be a little bit dark over in the Flathead, but it's the day is underway, so let's get rolling here.
Hey, no, it's I've got beautiful, light in the skies here, pine trees, mountains off in the distance here in the Flathead right now as well. So now, then again, you know, the Democrats, with their gerrymandering, they considered you part of eastern Montana, or they considered Columbia Falls a part of eastern Montana. So only about, what, 10, 11-hour drive? How long would it take you to get to me right now? Maybe 10 hours, maybe something like that?
Well, it depends on where Austin has his troopers stationed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, at least 10 hours.
Excuse me, Mondakistan Bureau Chief coming through. Excuse me. All right, Tim, great to hear from you. Thanks for the phone call. We'll have I think we got the phone lines open for the first part of the 7 o'clock hour.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When you're high, you feel different. Pretty obvious, right? You think different, talk different, but if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.